Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Ephesians chapter 3. We're in the 16th verse today, and we're really in the middle of, or at the very beginning, rather, of a prayer that Paul would pray for the church at Ephesus. The overview of this prayer is particularly interesting to me because he's praying after the formality of opening the prayer in verses 14 and 15. He's praying that God would give the Ephesian people something. And what he wants is for them to receive the riches of God's glory, but for a purpose, so that they might be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, so that they might really have an understanding that Christ dwells in their hearts, and that they could be rooted and grounded in love. But it's not just rooted and grounded in loving people, but that they would have a full comprehension of the height, depth, width, and length of the love that Christ has for them. And that's the key to this prayer, that he really senses, apparently, that what the Gentile, and remember, Ephesians is special because not that the other books aren't, but Ephesians is particularly interesting to me because it is a book written with the Gentile believer in mind. There's not near as much reference in this book to the legality of Judaism or the backstory of understanding things from a legal standpoint. He's dealing with people who primarily have been unbelievers, idol worshipers, heathens, whatever, until meeting Christ. And so what he wants them to know, interestingly, is not how to live right. He doesn't spend time in this prayer saying, Father, teach these people how to live right. Because I don't think that the Apostle Paul was as concerned with right living as the pulpit seems to be concerned with it now. Now, I got to qualify that because that makes it sound like I think Paul didn't care if he lived right. I didn't say that. I don't think he was as concerned in his writing and in his preaching about getting believers to do things as much as he was getting believers to believe things. Because Paul's big at preaching the gospel of repenting, changing our minds. And I see it permeate his letters, that he really feels like he's dealing with a group of people who their mindsets are completely messed up. Think about the Corinthian church they're getting drunk on communion wine and suing each other, and there's a dude in their church that's committing incest, and a lot of them are committing fornication. And Paul says to them, you guys used to be the kind of people that would do this, but you've been washed and sanctified and justified. And yet they're doing it, which means they had a misunderstanding of who they were, who they are in Christ. And so Paul deals with the Ephesian people through the lens of, let me tell you how great God is, how wonderful the Holy Spirit is inside of you, and how loved you are. And so starting in 16, he wants God to grant them, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through the Holy Spirit in the inner man. So Paul's opening prayer is that the Holy Spirit get highlighted, let's say it that way, that there be a spotlight shone upon the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit's work in the life of the believer is not the work of beating them, but strengthening them. My introduction to the Holy Spirit was that he was hard to please and that he was always on a sin hunt. And I learned to fear the Holy Spirit because he would always find what you're doing wrong and he would expose it. And Paul says he's there to strengthen you. Tomorrow I want to deal with the what it means for the Holy Spirit to be in functioning in our lives. We'll see then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.